Afternoon, folks. It's not often you see me wearing a pair of glasses. Had to get these glasses recently, and whenever I went for the eye test, they looked at the results and they told me that I was slightly short-sighted. That is to say, things that are a bit of a distance away, a bit of a struggle for me to see them, and I'm sure many of you have the same problem, near-sighted or short-sighted or long-sighted. With the passing of years, we oftentimes have to get glasses. But that's what they said at any rate. You are short-sighted. So for driving your car or for looking at things in the distance, best that you get a pair of glasses, even if the prescription is relatively weak. Short-sightedness. You know, the Word of God speaks a lot about our vision and about our sight and about the things that we look at and how we look at things. And I suppose it's safe to say that many, many people, Christian people as well, are short-sighted in a spiritual sense. We only seem to think about the things in the here and now. We're not looking at things oftentimes long-term, or we're certainly not looking at things in an eternal perspective. And very often we only focus on those things that are near at hand. The disciples in the days of Christ our Lord had exactly the same issues and the same problems. In John's Gospel chapter 4, and verse number 35. I've been reading through John's Gospel again recently. I'm up to chapter 8 now, and I've just been going through it really slowly and just thinking about the words and the verses as I come to them. It's a wonderful Gospel. I encourage you to study it and consider it for yourself. But in John 4 and verse number 35, the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Then he said, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." And it's very easy in the Christian life to get discouraged, especially whenever we look inwardly and we look at our own circumstances all the times, and we don't lift up our eyes and look out and look on and look up. The Word of God exhorts us to do these things. Lift up your eyes, look out towards the fields. The Savior said they are white already to harvest. And sometimes whenever we get our eyes off things that really matter, we get discouraged. And it's time for the Church of Jesus Christ, I believe, to lift up her eyes and to look out in this world of ours and to look in the fields that are white already to harvest. The end is coming. The day of judgment is hastening on. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Multitudes are lost in their sin without Christ and without a Saviour. And the Son of God said, lift up your eyes, look out onto the fields, they're white, already to harvest. Then we think of Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah, he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He began to lift up his eyes and look out a little bit, and he was realizing that perhaps he was short-sighted. He was only thinking about the here and the now. And then as he looked out, God opened his eyes and he saw this great vision of the Lord, high and lifted up, seated upon a throne in glory. And all of a sudden, Isaiah's perspectives changed, and he asked for fresh cleansing, and the Lord came and touched him and purged his lips and anointed him with fire to speak for his Lord. And he yielded his life absolutely and completely to the Saviour. And then the psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And with all of the struggles and trials of life, the psalmist recognized, I need to be long-sighted and look out, look towards the heavens, look towards the Lord, and pray for help and pray for grace and trust the Lord to give me that strength. Maybe I speak to somebody today, and like myself, you're a little bit short-sighted, maybe in a spiritual sense. And we need to lift up our eyes, look in the fields, realize that we need to fulfill the Great Commission. We need to get to know Christ and make Christ known. Maybe we need a fresh vision of the glory and majesty of our God, a fresh cleansing, a fresh purging, a fresh anointing. Or maybe with the burdens that we carry, we need to lift up our eyes in prayer and look heavenward and look towards the Lord. Lift up your eyes, the Savior said, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let's not be short-sighted and just look at our own circumstances, but let's look out, let's look on, and let's look up. And may God bless you. See you again next time, God willing. Bye-bye.